It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio. Kim on a whim.
Kim on a whim is proudly brought to you by Missouri Brush Control. Enjoy your land the way you've always dreamed of. Learn more at MissouriBrushControl.com.
Well, by now you've probably heard Pete Rose died at the age of 83 yesterday. And a lot of people this morning are talking about the fact that he was never put in the Hall of Fame, right? I mean, uber successful, all-time hits leader, and this whole gambling situation when he was the manager for the Reds did him in, right? That led to the lifetime ban for him.
I just can't tell you how sad I am by this, that these knuckleheads in Major League Baseball, and I'll point to leadership and I'll point to the sports writers, who didn't have the human decency to put the man in the Hall of Fame before he died. The Hall of Fame should not exist if the all-time hits leader is not in the Hall of Fame. You have to understand, Kim, and I know this all happened before your time, but Pete Rose didn't get banned for what he did on the field. He got banned for what he did once he was the manager of the Cincinnati Reds and they accused him of betting on baseball.
Right.
And he never bet against his own team, but they don't care about that.
Well, he says he stands by what he did. He's like, I didn't do anything wrong.
But here's the sad part of it. Even if for years they had to keep him out of baseball because he broke the cardinal rule of gambling while involved in the sport, for God's sake, you can walk into the Cincinnati Reds stadium this afternoon, if there's still a game. I don't know if they're playing at home this week or not before the season's over. I don't know.
Season's over.
You could walk into their stadium before the season ended and place a bet on baseball inside the stadium. So that ship has sailed. So however you were pissed off at Pete Rose, gambling has now been blessed by Major League Baseball.
I understand.
Why not put the man in the Hall?
I think he should be in the Hall of Fame. I understand, like, you don't want to set the precedent, and so it's you don't want everyone doing this and thinking they can get away with it. But at this point, I think the guy belongs in the Hall of Fame. And I think about, and I know you're, let me connect the dots here, because I'm going to mention the name Michael Jackson, okay? I know this seems very off, but let me just say this, okay? For example, Michael Jackson, back in, like, the 90s, he was accused of child sex abuse, right? I looked it up. 1993. Of course, he was denying the allegations. It wasn't until later in the 2000s when he was actually going through the trial. In 2001, he was inducted into the Hall of Fame. Okay, he died in, I believe, 2009. So I think about someone like that who was facing child sex abuse allegations for years and was still inducted into the Hall of Fame as a musician, as a talented artist. Michael Jackson did, in my opinion, all kinds of terrible things. Like, the guy had some serious issues, but he was a very talented singer. Now, I don't know where the line is, but my point in saying all this is they still inducted him into the Hall of Fame specifically because he's talented. So I connect that to the whole Pete Rose situation to be like, the guy, look at all his accolades. He still deserves to be in the Hall of Fame for his success as a baseball player.
Amen. Now, of course, you know, you had the great cheating scandal back in the early 1900s, and that's when Major League Baseball put in the rules that you couldn't play baseball and gamble, and Bart Giamatti banned him for life after this happened. Giamatti died about 2 weeks later after he banned him. And in Cincinnati, the theory was that one of Rose's teammates, Davey Concepcion, they called him Doggy, had put some sort of a Puerto Rican curse on Giamatti, and he died very soon after he made this decision. I'm not laughing at Giamatti's death, but Major League Baseball at that point seemed to be so embittered against Pete Rose that they wouldn't even consider putting him in the Hall of Fame. For those of you who are too young to remember, let me read you all of the records the man who just died still holds, and I would argue most of these will never be broken. He has 4,256 hits in his career. 3,562 games played. He holds that record. He holds a record for the most at-bats, 4,083. The most singles, 3,215. And the most outs, 10,328. He won 3 World Series, 3 batting titles, 1 MVP award, 2 Gold Gloves, and the Rookie of the Year award. His nickname was Charlie Hustle. Mm-hmm. The Hall of Fame should collapse if Pete Rose is not put in it, while Shohei Ohtani continues to be lauded after $500,000 of his personal fortune was spent on gambling. Now, he claims it was his personal assistant.
It was the interpreter, I thought.
Remember what Pete Rose said when he found out about that. Here we go.
Hey, guys, Matt Thrash here, enjoying some March Madness with my great friend Pete Rose. And we were talking about the current goings-on in baseball right now, and Pete wanted to mention something.
Well, back in the 70s and 80s, I wish I'd have had an interpreter. I'd be scot-free.
There you have it from the Hit King.
Seriously, he's not wrong.
Because Ohtani said, if I could have just blamed it on my interpreter, I'd have been scot-free.
Yeah.
Forget the fact that it was his money they got spent on gambling.
I can understand, but like, to me, gambling, I guess back then when they were saying he was doing this, you know, not embraced at all. But I'm saying, like, what, I don't know what that line is. I do think there is a line, and I don't think it's gambling, but I'm just saying there is a line where if someone, even if they've been very successful, has done something, there should be some sort of a precedent set where they would not be inducted into a Hall of Fame. Do you know what I'm saying? And I don't know what that line is, but that was why I brought up the Michael Jackson thing. Because the guy was accused of child sex abuse, and I know at the time they were just allegations, and the guy was still inducted in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
You think about R. Kelly and all of these people who have these very rough pasts, and they're still celebrated as artists.
Yeah, well, and here's the other thing. I mean, I understand why you have to have a hard and fast rule about people who are playing the game, not betting the over-under on their own team, and then doing something intentional to keep that team from... There was an NBA player accused of doing that recently.
Yes.
Right? And he's been banned now. I believe it was the brother of the kid from Mizzou, right?
I thought he was only banned for a few games. I didn't think he was banned.
Didn't he go to Mizzou also?
He did go to Mizzou.
So I see the reason for doing that. What Pete Rose accomplished on the field, though, has nothing to do with the fact that when he was then the manager player near the very end of his career, he was found to have bet on the Reds to win.
I was going
to
say.
But here's the difference. There are players like Daryl Strawberry and others who have been suspended multiple times for substance abuse over the years because they saw the drug problem as an addiction. Today, we acknowledge that gambling is an addiction problem for a lot of people, but it's not treated like that. It's treated like cancer that has to be removed. Daryl Strawberry was given multiple opportunities to come back in baseball, and a lot of stars have who have addiction problems. But if it's gambling, they don't recognize it as an addiction. You're just banned. And that's the problem with the Pete Rose thing. He had a gambling problem, but he could have gotten treated for it and been allowed back into baseball. But they got so hardened against him that the buttholes just wouldn't let him back in. And I'm so angry at them
for that. That's your word of choice. Huh?
I'm angry at them for that because I can't use the other word on the air.
Mm. I haven't heard that word in a while, but
I'm just saying.
There we go.
Thank you.
I think it's a little bit different, the fact that he was betting they would win. I think it's very different, like the case with the basketball player, and I'm blanking on his name right now, but he was basically, wasn't he injured or something, and he was betting they would lose? That, to me, is very different if you're intentionally...
Michael Porter's younger brother,
yes. If you're intentionally throwing the game and betting that the team is going to lose, that, to me, is very different than betting on the team to win, because really, you're just hoping you're going to win. Like, that isn't something that you can predict. You can throw a game.
Jonte Porter.
Yeah, yeah. That wouldn't be that difficult, in my opinion. So when you're betting the team's going to win, I don't see that as...
Pete was a competitor. It's where he got the nickname Charlie Hustle. He was a competitor.
One of his famous things is that he knocked over a catcher in the All-Star game to score a run.
To score a run. That's how intense he was.
It's the All-Star game that no one gets hurt.
Except Pete Rose bowled somebody over at home plate. That's just the kind of guy he was. And I'm saddened by it. And I've got a personally signed Pete Rose baseball at home with his 4,192. He signed it. And I'm proud that I have that.
Going back to something you said, and maybe I'm taking this out of context, but you mentioned this whole gambling thing and it being viewed now as an addiction. And I agree that it is, and it is actually probably very addicting. But I do feel like some people look at that as like, well, I'm a victim. I'm just addicted to it. You know what I'm saying? Like, they use that as an excuse. And
well,
then
people go bankrupt all the time because they gamble away. They just can't stop.
Well, right, but it is an addiction, 100%. But I think that people use it like, well, it's a disease. Like overeat. Like all these things. It's like, well, I'm a victim because it's a disease. I can't help it. The only thing I would say to that is that when you do call it that, it is that. But when you go too far to say, well, it's an addiction, I can't help it, then it removes the personal responsibility of like, well, you need to get help about it. Like, go get help to stop doing it. Do you know what I'm saying?
I do. I'll get back to my original point. Shame on Major League Baseball for not letting this man in the hall before he died. And he made some comments one time. He said, I don't think they're going to let me in until I die. And then posthumously, they may grant me a position in there. They have to.
Do you think so? You think
they
will?
They have to. There's nobody greater in that hall. There's nobody who did more in that hall than Pete.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's not. He didn't hit as many home runs. He didn't have the home run record, but
and
all those other
in.
Records. Yeah, well, that's steroids, right?
Yep.
There were no performance enhancing drugs involved. What is
the line? Like, if someone's taking steroids and they can prove that, but they've, or let's just say, become the all-time hitter.
That's why Bonds and McGuire and Sosa are not in.
But I understand that's different, but I agree. See, I would agree with that. There is a line where you should not be allowed, despite how success you've been. Yeah, you have to take personal responsibility. You're not all that because you took steroids, in their case.
I don't know if Davey Concepcion's still around, but he ought to put another curse on him if they don't put him in there. I'm just saying.
And Jonte Porter is banned for life because
he's
banned for life because he claimed he was ill on a game that he had bet on and took himself out 3 minutes after he was.
Yeah.
Well, so he was betting that they would throw. Yeah, he was betting they would lose, and then he would throw the game. So that's different than Pete Rose.
But it was on his personal stats line, not who won or lost the game
as a team,
because he wasn't that great of a player. He wasn't that much of a contributor, but he bet that he wouldn't,
like fantasy,
he would get below a certain number of points.
Oh,
and
that
when he
was
scored
it. Yes.
Before he scored that many points, he took himself out of the game.
Ow, I have to get out of the game.
That's a problem.
Darn,
that's a problem. That's not what Pete did. All right, good one, Kim. You got me a little fired up this morning.
Get more at 971talk.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.